Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 49 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 49 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Partly cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees.
KDAX2, listening to the officer. KDAX2, clear the frequency.
Good morning. 0700 hours. Showers. 48 degrees.
I just don't want to wake up in the morning.
I gotta figure that out.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Rain. 46 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees.
WFSM test.
This is K8CZX Mobile. I missed the last part of the call. I got the W8.
Good morning, 1000 hours, mostly cloudy, 48 degrees.
That sounded so ominous. N8X.
Well, ominous is not what I was headed. Infamous, maybe, but not ominous. Not ominous.
All right. I actually didn't even realize my radio was turned up. I'm in a conference call, and I had to mute so I could answer the radio. Have a good day, N8XP.
Oh, just blame it on me, Scott. It's all my fault. Have a good one, buddy. NABS.
Good morning, 1100 hours, mostly cloudy, 51 degrees.
NAKPP from W8FU.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 54 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, rain, 54 degrees.
Oopsie doops.
Sounded like somebody was accessing their ATM. N8XP.
Your record, John. Did I do what to who? Was that you, dead key on a repeater? No, why would it be me? There's somebody in Flint. I was trying to get there, but couldn't.
Yeah, I was on the 3-8.
I'm sure it was an accident. It was probably you-know-who. Just glad he figured it out, right?
All is that ends well. All well that ends well. What is that saying? Have a good day. N8XP.
Didn't hear nothing about your email last night, so wonder how that goes, but we talk some other where, some other way, some other time. Keep it up there.
I didn't get far. I got tied up with other stuff, so I'm going to try and do that this afternoon. N8XP.
Keep it up, Stavir. Holland.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Showers. 55 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Rain. 57 degrees.
KDHZSK is mobile. Anybody else around the 7.2?
N8XP, WAYRC.
KDHZSK, testing. Anybody got a copy?
Yeah, WARC testing also, kind of. Just put this in my mobile truck here. And put the 5100 in the truck and just got it back up and running. So, name here is Mike. Try it again and I'll let you know how you're doing.
Yeah, I'm a mobile station.
I can tell you, you're noisy. I'm not sure what repeater you're using, but yeah, you're pretty noisy.
Alright, I'll be clear. I'll probably try the
Yeah, you're a lot of static, a lot of noise, so kind of bits and pieces.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly cloudy, 57 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly cloudy, 61 degrees.
Pretty gloomy and dark. a little bit of a reading. I'm up here in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
All right, yeah, that's not a bad little part of town up in up in the state there. Good area. My my brother-in-law and sister are maybe about an hour or 2 hours out in Reed City. Just left you there, so good stuff, good stuff.
It's pretty good here. I'm out of campground right now. I got my little setup working in my camper here, and I just wondered how we've been sounding.
Okay, yeah. You cut in and out here and there, but I can take you out, and when your pickup's good, I can hear you 100%. But yeah, sounds good.
Oh, I appreciate the comeback on the radio, Jeff. There, I've never really talked out much on this radio, so I don't really know, what it can do. I've got a tram antenna set up on one of those extensible paint poles, and it zip ties my ladder on the back of my camper, and then I got one of those QYC. Little mobile radios with a nice little power supply inside here. That's kind of my bug out unit.
Sounds like a good setup there. Hey, as long as it gets you out on the air, that's what matters. And right now I'm running an ICOM. It's a 2370 something A. About 25 watts, and on a low common antenna. So it seems to get out pretty decent, but they just upgraded repeater system here in Macomb County. So very robust system that they've got down here. Really, technically, you could probably run it at 5 watts and still hit the repeater.
Yeah, I'm picking you up off the Guilford tower. Up near Bay City, and I guess I'm making a pretty good little shot then.
Yeah, they linked it up with that Central Michigan University Network, so I know they've got several here in the state, both VHF, UHF, and DMR linked up, and it's a good system. It really is. Fred Moses has done an awesome job putting it together, and these guys that have all the technology mindset there, they did an awesome job. So it's good. It's good stuff. I'm glad they did it, and makes a good QSO with folks just outside your area. So.
Yeah, because they do a job. So you're coming in here pretty clear. I'm pretty amazed, to say the least. I was down in Florida first part of the year, and I was in Bradenton, and I could hear a guy. He was talking to a guy in Sarasota, and I started listening. This guy is supposedly in South Africa. How much of that I believe, I don't know, but that was kind of weird. I didn't try talking or anything. I just slipped.
Yeah, I could believe it. Ham radio is just one of those things that, it's like one day it might be doing this, the next day you might be reaching this other place, and it just depends on the weather and the atmosphere and everything else. I guess the stars aligned just right, and he did it.
Yeah, you're right about that, and I'm not sure if coming across the ocean or something, or the Gulf or wherever it was coming across, I wonder if it's just kind of the waves, the waves just bounce off the ocean or something like that, and make it across. I'm not sure.
know. Who knows? And he might have a really good antenna, too. I'd be interested to see his setup.
And what do you thought about mine or theirs?
Good stuff. Well, I'm going to hop off here, get close to my destination, but appreciate the cue, though, again. My name is Dave, Delta, Adam, Victor, Edward. My call is Kilo Echo 8, Yankee November uniform. And then hopefully you have a good day and good camping. Hopefully you get some good weather up there. I heard it's supposed to be a little cold, but anyways, hope you have a good camping and a good evening. I'm going to clear off here and clear off your final. This is KAYNU, and clear off your final.
KF8AIW, Brian, I'm clear. KB80OE.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 63 degrees.
This is N8VDZ, the Macomb County ARPSC will be starting about 12 minutes.
N8VDC from W8FU.
W8FU, this is N8VDZ. How you doing tonight, John?
Doing pretty well. I just wanted to let you know I've set up Kron to turn this thing off just before the net starts, about 5-2, and then turn it back on after. I'm going to be watching the whole time, make sure everything happens the way I expect, but you should be good to go.
Outstanding. Thank you very much, sir. About 10 minutes ago, that popped into my head, and I went, oh, we didn't talk about this. I wonder if it's for doing the whole thing. So, thanks, John. Much appreciated.
All righty, very good. I'm going to send you something off to the side and over in Discord. But other than that, I just want to let you know that that's I'm watching, but it should be automatic at this point. W8FU.
Copy that. Now watch Discord. This is N8VDZ. I'll be standing by for the net.
N8VDZ from PE3 T6 Mobile.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Morning. Doing that control last week for this net.
Last week, Dave was net control.
Okay, can I get his call sign, please?
K-E-8-Y-N-U. This is N-8-V-D-Z.
The lady said Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Mike Uniform. Is that correct?
Negative. Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Nancy Uniform.
Y-N-U as in Nancy. Thank you.
Copy that. Have a good night. We'll see you in a few minutes, probably for the net, right?
Oh, just waving a hand. I want to write that guy an email. Question for him.
Very good. And VDZ standing by.
KE4ZYQ, I'm sitting by.
WFU, KVNSWR.
Yes.
Comment, what time did you say it disconnects?
I believe right now I have it set for 55, so in 3 minutes it should disconnect.
Sounds good. I was just curious because my clock on the dash says 56 and the one on the tablet says 52, so I haven't quite figured out how to fix the one on the dash yet, but anyways. Sounds good. Yeah, you're sounding good down there, so keep it up here.
All right, Jeff, yeah, for any reason it doesn't, or, you know, I fat-fingered something in the crown, then I'll do it manually, but I think I got it. It should automatically disconnect here in a minute, a couple of 3 minutes, and then connect back up. I think I set it up for an hour or two, a couple hours. I don't know. I'll have to check the crown. Maybe, I think it was, I don't know. But it connects back up plenty of time after the next to be over. All right, I'm going to get out of here. Turn it back to Nat after your WFU.
Does it do it regardless if it's in use on both ends? You know, can I disconnect it or reconnect it? Does that do that no matter whether it's in use or not? WFU, David F. Sevier.
Yes, it is ruthless.
Sounds good, kind of the way it's got to be, but hopefully people will understand that, why it's got to be that way, and know that it's that way. So, talk to you later. Keep it up here.
Well, and they're generally announcing the net, you know, a little ahead of time and coming up too, so everybody should know that if they're, you know, all of a sudden they lose something. All right, I'm going to clear out W8FU.
All stations on this frequency, this is N8VZ, the Macomb County ARPSC net will start in 5 minutes.
Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 63 degrees.
All stations, this is NHVDZ, that's November 8, Victor Delta Zulu, and I will be WA8MAC for the Macomb County ARPSC Weekly Net. That's Whiskey Alpha 8 Mike Alpha Charlie. This net is held every Thursday at 7 p.m. on this frequency, except the third Thursday of the month, where we have our live meeting. Please prepare your radios with backup frequencies. ARPSC members, please, the backup repeater is 442.600. Plus 5 megahertz offset and a 1-2-3 tone. And our secondary backup is Simplex 146.580. If you don't have that programmed into your radios, you should do that before Saturday. This is WA8MAC. Is there a station that would be able to take over as net control if for some reason this station is not able to transmit? Hearing none. Please note that during this net, emergency traffic may break in at any time. The ARPSC net is a directed net. All are welcome to check in. Stations outside Macomb County will be invited to check in after the Macomb County members have checked in. When checking in, please say, Net Control this is, followed by your call sign phonetically, followed by your name, and followed by whether you have any traffic or announcements. Do not impede during any of that. After everyone is checked in, we will go back through the list for those who have traffic and announcements. This is WA8MAC. My name is Mike, Net Control for the Macomb County ARPSC Weekly Net. Are there any mobiles, short-timers, or in-out stations wishing to check in? If so, please call WA8MAC.
Net Control, this is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, via Echolink. No traffic today. Good evening, everyone.
This is November 8, Hotel Lima. Yankee, Tom, by EchoLink, no traffic in and out.
All right, I have NHLY Tom in and out tonight. Tom, thanks for checking in, Tom. Hope to see you Saturday, or hear you Saturday. And KC8, I'm sorry, I had a writing difficulty. That's all I got. If you could come back and give me your call and your name again, I'd appreciate it.
Net Control, this is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. The name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike, and I'm on link via Echolink, and no traffic this evening.
Got you now, KC8KJO Tom. Thanks, Tom.
Okay, how is Echolink sound? I told everybody I would give it a test on my Wi-Fi personal phone. Just running a test for you guys. KC8KJO clear and back to net.
All right, Tom. Yeah, you are 5'9". Nice and clear. Slight hiss, but nothing to Nothing to even be concerned with. So yeah, this works really, really well. All right, we will now start taking check-ins by location from 8 Mile through Boardman Road, which is the county line up there. Stations located between 8 Mile Road and 14 Mile Road in Macomb County. Please check in now. Sounds like someone tried to get in there. I heard the repeater come up, but I didn't get anything back on it. If you're trying to check in and you're between 8 Mile and 14 Mile in Macomb County, please try again. All right, hearing none, this is Net Control Station WA8MAC calling for stations located between 14 Mile Road and 20 Mile Road in Macomb County. Stations between 14 and 20 mile, please check in now.
Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec, John Clinton Township, with no traffic, KE4ZYQ.
Net Control recognizes KE4ZYQ. Welcome to the Net, Joe. This is Net Control Station WA8MAC. And I'm now calling for stations between 20 Mile and Boardman Road. Stations between 20 Mile and Boardman Road in Macomb County, please check in now.
Net Control, this is November 8, Hotel Alpha Papa. Joe, no traffic.
Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 8, Yankee November Uniform, Dave in New Haven, with a couple of announcements.
Net Control, this is November 8, Kilo Papa Wally, with no announcements.
Net Control, this is November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar, Tim, Tango, India, Mike, in Richmond, no traffic, back to Net.
Net Control, Chris, Kilo.
That last caller, I got Kilo, and then I got static. I got nothing. Try again.
Sorry about that. This is Chris. Kilo, Echo, 8, Sierra, X-Ray, Tango. New Haven. Back to Net Control.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit there. Kilo, Echo, 8, something, X-Ray, Tango. So if you give me that again, and I also wasn't able to get your name, wasn't able to pull your name out of that. Try again, please.
Stand by, Net Control. I'll come back to you. I'm going to switch to another radio.
Copy that. Are there other stations between Hall Road and Boardman Road that would like to check in? Please check in. All right, hearing none, and the KE8-something XT station, when we get down to you, we'll get you, and we'll get all your info then. So a couple of quick announcements. Well, Dave's here, so I'm going to let Dave make the announcements. And I will go to right to the question that I was going to ask. And the question that I'm going to ask is simply, you know, as we're coming into a set
and we are ready to have some fun. I think this stuff is fun. What kind of trepidations do you have? What concerns do you have so that maybe we can help address those so that when Saturday comes, you can not have those issues floating around in your head? So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Issues, trepidations, worries, concerns that you have for Saturday for the set. And we'll start at the top of our list here with, let's see, M8HLY, you're just in and out. KC8KJO, I know you were just testing out Echo Link, but are you still with us?
Affirmative, I am still here. Unfortunately, I won't be able to participate this weekend due to family matters. But I really don't have any trepidations. I'm going to wait till the next SAT. Maybe I might tag along with somebody, or I got, that Win link that I need to download on my laptop. So if you want to email me a link to that, I can download it. I got the YouTube from Fred. So if there's a way to get it, that'd be great, and I'll start playing with that before the next set. Back to net.
Copy that, Tom. And I think your easiest way to get Echo Link, how I got it, is I just went to Google and typed in Echo Link download. And I went to the site that was, Bill's quality, radio stuff or some name that you don't know. I mean, you could tell from the URL before I clicked on that it was the Echo Link site. And I downloaded from there, and it was brainlessly easy. I was very surprised. It's been a year and a half since I did it, but I just remember that it was really easy. If you do have any problems, just reach out to me and Dave, and we'll get you sorted out. All right, let's move on to KE4ZYQ, Joe. Joe, do you have any trepidations or concerns or anything you want to talk about for the set this weekend?
Yeah, that control, this is KE4ZYQ. I have no preconceived or pre-thoughts about the set, just hope and plan to try to be as accommodating to the needs and the services and the reasons and the purposes, and to be just one of the cogs in the wheel that helped to make the wheel roll. So I look forward to participating, doing obviously this kind of voluntarily work, assignment, if you want to call it, and hope that it turns out as good as possible. So I wish the best for the group and the set and those that organized it. So thank you all for doing that. That it continues to do it. Back in that, KE4ZYQ.
Thanks, Joe. It's going to be fun. And I just turned my sheet over. What an idiot. My apologies for those who are outside of Macomb County and wishing to check in. I am very sorry. I am not ignoring you. I'm just too stupid to turn the page over and look at the other side, the next step in the preamble, which is, this is Net Control Station W8MAC, and I will now take check-ins from outside of Macomb County. Stations located in counties other than Macomb, please state your call sign phonetically, followed by your name and the county you're calling from, and do you have any traffic or announcements for us this evening. Stations from outside Macomb County, please check in now.
Charlie.
Okay, so that first one, that was a really rough read. Lots of bacon. Lots of bacon's overpowering you. I know I love bacon, but I don't want to be overpowered by it. If you could move a few feet, or I don't know if you can adjust your antenna or anything, and give it a try again. I got KC8, and then I think I got RK something, but I couldn't get anything else out of that. So try again.
Hello, Charlie Romeo Kilo. John, your boy.
All right, I think I got Kilo Charlie 8. Charlie Romeo Kilo John. Is that correct?
Correct.
Copy that, thanks, John. And the Victor Echo 3 station from Canada, I just blew it right in, and so I need you to give me yours again, too, please.
Yeah, okay, no problem. VE3 Tango Charlie Sierra, TCS. I have a question.
Well, sure. Two things. Give me your name and go ahead with your question.
Hey, I'm Tango India Mike, and I'm wondering if you're using WinLink, will you be using the ICS format support?
Well, when you say the ICS format, that could mean a lot of things. So tell me what you mean.
Incident Control System Protocols. Incident Control System Protocols.
Yeah, the answer is yes. We pretty much always do. Is there something specific you're looking for or asking for?
Nothing in particular, sir. I'm just trying to learn WinLink. I'm able to do ICS forms over WinLink. Over.
Ah, I see what you're saying. So, yeah. So, all those ICS forms, yes, we are definitely using those. If you're, it sounds like you're going to play Saturday, which is outstanding news. You can WinLink those to us, or you can email them to us, whichever works for you. That would be great.
Hey, thank you, sir. I'll try and see if I can come up with some time to send you a WinLink ICS format email. Over.
Copy that. If you want to send that directly to me, Tim, you can do that. November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu. We can run a little test there if you like. I'll be around all tonight and all day tomorrow. And so feel free to do that if you want. All right. I'm going to go back to my list and my question here. Dave, I have you next, but I'm going to skip you as usual, and as our team leader, I'm going to let you go last. And so I will go to Wally, N8KPP. Wally, do you have any concerns or trepidations that are haunting you for this weekend's set?
No, not really. Looking forward to it. I look at it as it's just an exercise, and it's something that we're doing to improve on when and if the real event ever happens. So I'm looking forward to it. My only personal interpretation is I am not going to have time for WinLink or EchoLink. I'll be lucky enough to get ready with the tasks at hand. So I'm going to be out on those two parts of it. But other than that, all is well. Looking forward to seeing and talking to everybody on Saturday.
N8KPP.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Wally, and glad you're doing what you're doing for, you know, for Echolink stuff. You know, I honestly, well, you know, you're coming across the radio. It's all I care. So if you're, whether you're Echolink or you're RF or you're anything else, if you're coming through on this frequency and I can hear you, I'm happy. It's all I care about. For Winlink stuff, I'm going to try to monitor that, but we also have a couple of people standing by that are helping us out. Dave Sun is one of them, and so that might be something that he can help us with, is monitoring Winlink, and if stuff comes in, he could take a look at it and let me know, and then I can, I can act upon it, or maybe it's something for you, Wally, for deployment stuff, something you can act on. So we will be definitely be able to handle all of it. All right, moving down our list to Tim and 8WRO. Tim, are you having any trepidations or concerns about the set this weekend?
I do regret that I'm going to be unable to participate this weekend. I do have some family obligations that I got to attend to, but when time permits, I do want to monitor it so I can learn some more. And then for training reasons, for maybe the next time, I did take a Skywarn class at Rochester FD last Saturday. I think it's one of the last in-person class in this area. I did download Winlink, and I've been training myself on Winlink. I do know how to add the ICS Form 213, and I'm really getting into that. So I'd like to train up on that, and then I'll be available for next time. And I did download the Discord app and got the link from Dave tonight. So that's it for me. N8WRO, back to net control.
Excellent. That's great news, Tim. And if you want to do any practicing with Winlink at all, and this is for everybody on the net here, anybody that wants to send a Winlink message to November 8, Victor Delta Zulu, I'll be happy to, accept it, and I'll reply back to it so you know that it's gotten, and you can see what the reply looks like, and we can go from there. One more thing, Tim. We're going to be going from around 8 to around noon, and so with your family plans, if your family plans start at 10, that's okay. You could join us for as long as you want to or are able to. If you are not, well, whether you're staying for the whole thing or not, I just ask, if you check in when you're done, even if you're only there for a half an hour, that's awesome. Come on in. When you're done, please let Net Control know that you are checking out. Okay? There's no bad points. We're not going to get mad at you. There's no reason at all for us to have any concern that you are not staying for the whole thing. It's okay. It, honestly, it really is. But every little piece you can pick up along the way is a piece you can pick up along the way. When the real emergency happens, you may check into the net, and 5 minutes later, something may happen next door, and you may have to go help your neighbors. You're going to need to check out of the net, and you've just checked in. That's okay. That's what you need to do. You need to go help your neighbor. So in a real-life circumstance, that's how the net could go. So don't worry about it if you can't do that, but just so you know, don't have to stay for the full time. Come in, stay as long as you can, and then go away when you have to. All right, moving on to, oh, yes, this is the one that you were, I think you were switching radios, KE8-something-XT. Try again.
Yeah, hi, Net Control, this is Chris.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra X-Ray Tango out of New Haven, Michigan. Back to you.
Oh, Chris, you are 5'9 vertical twin now. That's very nice. KE8FXT, gotcha. So, Chris, do you have any trepidations, concerns at all for this weekend's set?
I'm going to feel kind of really silly right here, but actually I don't know anything about this weekend. I'm hearing people talk about WinLink and EchoLink, and I can't say that I've ever done either one. It's something I want to learn in the future, but at this point I really don't have any questions because I really don't understand what it is.
So EchoLink is a app that works on a PC or a iPad or something like that, and it's using the internet to connect to the repeater. The last time I used it, I was on vacation in Texas and just wanted to test it out, and so I checked into a couple of nets while I was down in Texas up here in the Metro Detroit area. So it's just another means of communication and you don't need it. WinLink is a very handy tool that's like an email tool for sending messages and documents over the airwaves. So it's it can be used like using Telnet, or you can hook it up to your radio and actually send it over the frequency that you're on. So neither of them are 100% necessary for this weekend. So if you don't have them and you're not ready for them, that's okay. We're going to start at around 8 o'clock on this frequency, and just tune in and we'll start up a net, and we'll give you the instructions. It's a simulated emergency test. It's a statewide thing, and the counties are kind of competing against each other. We're really competing against ourselves. We're trying to be better than we've been before, preparing for the emergency, trying to find out what we do right, what we do wrong, and then correcting those things that we don't do so well, so that when the real emergency happens, we are much better at what we're doing. There's not a lot to know or have to worry about, so you are welcome to join us at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning from 8 to noon or any time in between there. And so, Chris, if you would like to, you are absolutely welcome to be in there. All right. We will now move on to John, KCHCRK. John, do you have any trepidations about the set this weekend?
No, I'm looking forward to it. It's a good opportunity to check out the equipment.
Gosh, I don't know what happened to your signal there, John. Most of that was unreadable. Did you move, and are you able to move or adjust your antenna? Because most of that was pretty unreadable. Do you want to try again? It's no better. Don't know what to say. I'll leave you with looking forward to talking to you on Saturday, and hopefully we'll have a a much better connection with you then in the morning hours. All right, so now let's move to our leader, KE8YNU, Dave. Dave, do you have any trepidations? Maybe you don't want to hear about trepidations from the leader. No. Is there anything that you would like to talk about that maybe we can help you address for the set this weekend? Go ahead, KEYNU, and when you're done with answering the question, go ahead with announcements that you wanted to give to us.
Good evening, all, and Net Control, this is KEYNU. I'm coming for you from work, so if I cut this transmission short, that's why. But anyways, you guys hopefully are having a good night. Definitely no nervousness, no fears for tomorrow, for Saturday. Looking forward to Saturday and our mercy drill. Excited about it. A lot of good things going on. So excited about it and thrilled that we're able to be involved. Couple of announcements, couple of things I want you guys to be looking for. Watch your email here tomorrow. I'll be sending out an email entitled Know Before You Go. That'll have the rest of the information that you need for the set. You'll want to download it and you'll want to print it off so you have it in hand. If you're unable to print it off, I'm going to post it to the Discord app and you guys can refer to it there. Also, just want to make sure you guys are aware, if you don't know how to fill out a 214 form, make sure that you guys look that up and study that. That's very important for this, so we can keep track of everything and compile some things for turning into the state here when we turn it into the state at the end of the day. So email tomorrow. And look up 214, the ICS 214 forms. You can look it up on YouTube, how to fill it out. There's web pages that you can pull up that'll show you how to fill that stuff out and understand that and know how to use that. So we'll be starting at 8 o'clock sharp. And remember to have your phones on, and your first wave of messages will come through your phone, and then everything else will goes to the radio. Also, just keep an eye on our channel, the 147.200, and then make sure you get that Simplex channel programmed into your radio, as we'll be holding two nets. The main net will be on this channel, and then when directed, you'll be moving over to the Simplex channel, and that will that's where you will be contacting Wally on Simplex. You'll be talking to him on there, and then he'll be barking out orders, giving you guys directions and where you guys need to go and what you guys need to be looking for. Again, make sure you're listening to Net Control. Make sure you're listening to Wally. If you guys do that, it's going to be a great set. Looking forward to this. It's a lot of planning, a lot of things in the background that goes on, and definitely excited. But also, don't worry if you do make a mistake. It's not a huge deal. We learn here, and this is a perfect opportunity to learn and to gain knowledge as we prepare for if we were ever to be deployed. So feel free to reach out to me and my phone number, and then also our email. And definitely looking forward to this weekend. All right, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control. This is KEYNU.
Thanks, Dave. And I was just looking down my list, and I do not remember going back to N8HAP Joe. Joe, did I skip you?
Yeah, you did, Mike, but that's okay. NHAP. Yeah, I did have some trepidations, but Dave calmed me down a little bit, so I think I'm as prepared as I'm going to be and looking forward to it. Net Control and NHAP.
All right, good to hear. And I apologize, Dave. What a melonhead, man. I'm having trouble with this list tonight. Yikes. And if anybody, in either of you have a trepidation that you're like, well, I'm not going to tell everybody that I don't know how to do that, or I'm worried about, I'm afraid that I might, feel free to just reach out to me or Dave. And we'll just keep it between the two of us. And, we'll talk you off the ledge. No problem. This is not, we're not saving, babies in a burning building. When we do save babies in a burning building is when we want to be perfect. Right now we want to practice and do perfect practice to make ourselves perfect. But now is when we want to make the mistakes. So do not be, afraid and kind of hanging in the background because, well, I don't know what I'm doing. You know what? And there's a time in everybody's life when they didn't know what they were doing, and my first set, I sat on the sideline and listened, and then when the set was done, I went, well, I could have done that. So don't sit on the sideline. You can do it. And then one more thing I want to say. I'm going to put a nickel in real quick. One thing I want to say, I don't know if Dave mentioned it or not, but on your phones, you want to have a timestamp app. Any phone, you can download them, from the App Store. The one I happen to use, which is I'm looking at on my phone right now, is called, come on, help me out here, is called Timestamp, all one word, camera, colon, photo and video. It was free, and it puts the lat long on the screen or on the photo. It puts the date and the time on the photo. And that's the kind of stuff we need for these things. So they're free. They're easy to use. There's a bazillion of them out there. Grab one and make sure that if you're deploying, if you're one of the people that says, yeah, I can deploy, and you're going to be taking a picture, then make sure you have that on your phone. All right. This is Net Control Station WA8MAC, and I will now take late check-ins. Late check-ins, please state your call sign phonetically, followed by your name, followed by the county you're calling in from, and whether you have any traffic or announcements to make. Late check-ins, please check in now. All right, hearing none. So, this completes tonight's session of the Macomb County ARPSC Net. Thank you all for checking in, and I hope you will join us Saturday morning, and next Thursday evening, we're right here. Please check out the Macomb County ARPSC Facebook page. This is NHVDZ as WA8MAC, closing the net at 7:43 p.m. local time. And I will now return this repeater to regular amateur use. 7:43, everybody. I hope you have a terrific day tomorrow. Looking forward to the fun on Saturday. This is November 8, Victor Delta Zulu, and I'll be clear. This is NHVDZ while my hand was on the power button. You just caught me. What's up, bud?
Yeah, I have perfect timing, I've been told. Quick question. 442.600, that is the FBI repeater, correct?
That is correct. Affirmative.
Okay, I appreciate that. I just want to make sure I have everything all set. Have a good night. NHAP, clear.
You have a good night also. November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu. I'll be clear.
NHBDZ, KE4ZYQ.
Okay, I won't be clear. How you doing?
Yeah, this is Joe, as you know, KE4ZYQ. One thing I probably should have mentioned or suggested, or you might want to tell anybody that's involved, it's a good time to test their backup power systems on their shack if they're going to use it, unless they're mobile. But if they're going to operate from the home QTH, I will be try to remember, and I probably won't forget, to hook up to the auxiliary power to go as if during an emergency. So just thought I'd throw that in. Have a good night. KE4Z will like you.
And yeah, Joe, you know, I actually did mean to say that, and it just fell out of my head. You know, maybe I should start writing notes down for things I want to say, because I will be running the whole net on auxiliary power. I will not be running on 120. I'll be battery powered for the whole set. So I'll be doing that myself, too, because I think that's important to do tests like that, because that's where we may be in that emergency. But, you know, during the nets, Joe, if, you know, I had forgotten to say it. I wish you had now. But that's okay. There might still be people listening, and they might get it, and or might just think about it on their own, or they may not even have auxiliary yet. But I may announce that I'm on auxiliary power when I run it. So, okay. Thanks, Joe. Have a good night. We'll talk to you Saturday. This is N8VDZ. Clear again.
One last suggestion. When you take check-ins on Saturday, maybe, just out of curiosity, to not add too much to the check-ins, if they would announce if they're on utility or auxiliary. There you go. KE4ZYQ, Claire.
Okay. I'll run that through my brain for a while and consider that, but that just might just be adding too much info in there that in an emergency that wouldn't be, I wouldn't care. As long as you're communicating, I don't care. But yeah, I'll think about that, Joe. Thanks. Any VDZ clear? For real this time.
This is KE8WUO, testing the TL tone that I was apparently missing with the Mount Clemens receiver.
KF8CGW, it's working.
Thank you much. Yeah, I wish I would have caught it sooner because I missed the whole net. I thought it was my antenna. I'm not sure what happened. I've always had this Mount Clemens repeater programmed, and I've used it before. And for some reason today, the TL is not in my radio. So I guess you're going to watch that. I appreciate you coming back. This is KE8WUO.
Copy that. KF8CGW. This is Joe.
Good evening. 20 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 64 degrees.
.85 ounces.
How to put on your special get me underpants and go in there and buy one of those that I can't get anymore. Diesel team. They had a lot of that stuff was up at Freddy's. He gets semi loads and stuff. There's weird stuff. He's got like 10 for a buck on weird stuff.
Mike?
It's one of those grocery stores where the guy that owns it hits all them food auctions and comes home with, like, semis. Yeah, it's like Denny's. It's just like a Denny's, but it was Freddy's.
What town is it in?
Anna.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's just like Denny's. My dad used to call Denny's outdated but good.
We used to shop there a lot.
Joke about old Denny. I may have told you once, he used to be married to my cousin Kathy. It's kind of a dirty joke. I can't tell it over the radio, so let me know and I'll tell you Saturday.
Okay.
Oh, and we might have kids on the repeater system, and there's a lot of repeaters linked together. It's a good one. I had my grandmother laughing, but I wouldn't want a little kid to hear it.
Right.
She'd be about 105 now.
KEHZHL.
KB8OOE.
KEHZMW.
Googly moogly, who let you on the radio?
Myself. I got the power over here.
Yeah, it's a microphone away from Fort Gary. Got somebody in the back seat. I think she's on the internet or something.
That is going to be funny. Here's KE8ZMW clear.
I'm back.
Almost to over here to fix. Well, it definitely rained hard here. There's some big puddles on the road.
We didn't even know we were going to get a storm.
One of those boxes this next month here, this month. You ain't gonna save enough on the split. We're gonna get gas here. We're trying to get it later.
How much is it there?
89, about what I figured it would be. About what it usually is. It's usually the cheapest place to get it. KB8OOE. Paul Gary, I'll talk to you in a second.
KEHZHL, monitoring.
Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement.
KB8OOE.
Special weather statement. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees.